Welcome to Template Evolution for Genres, an intermediate Ableton lesson focused on building a living drum and bass template that grows with your track and can be morphed between rolling DNB, jungle, and darker Neuro styles. I'm going to walk you through a practical, reusable workflow: device chains, macro-driven morphing tricks, arrangement skeletons, resampling routes, and exercises so you can finish sketches fast and stay creative. Before you touch anything, save a copy of your live set as DNB template v1.lz. Treat that file like a clean master you can always fall back to. Lesson goals in one sentence: build a flexible DNB template in Ableton Live, learn the drums and bass chains and how to morph them with macros, create a resampling flow and arrangement skeleton, and practice morphing the template into darker variations. We'll work at 174 BPM, as a sweet spot, fast enough for DNB energy, but easy to adapt to 170-176. I'll reference live devices you likely have: drum rack, simpler slash sampler, wave eatable slash operator, EQ8, saturator, compressor, glue compressor, multiband dynamics, utility, auto filter, reverb, ping pong delay, and return tracks. First, project setup and global routing. This should take 5 to 10 minutes. Set the tempo to 174 and, if you like recording on the fly, turn off global quantization. Create named and color-coded groups in this order so they stay organized: drums, bass, synths, Atmos FX, vocals, chops, mix bus. Prefix them with numbers: 01 drums, 02 bass, to keep your layout stable when duplicating or exporting. Create 4 return tracks: A for a short plate reverb, B for a large hall with a low cut, C for a ping pong delay set to 1/8 triplet, and D for distortion slash drive processing. Important: always insert an EQ8 before the reverb returns and high pass everything below about 300 to 400 Hz so you don't drag your low end into a swamp. Quick teacher note: color your return tracks to visual cues, save time when you're in the zone. Now drums and the drum bus. About 15 to 25 minutes to set up properly. Drop a drum rack into the drums group and prepare 4 useful chains. One chain holds breaks, load and amen, or any break into simpler and slice mode so you can reslice and re-trigger parts in real time. Another chain has clean one-shots: kick, snare, hat, clap, and simple simplers for quick MIDI programming. Add a pre-made jungle roll chain with chopped roll phrases and a perk slash FX chain for cymbals, vinyl noise, and texture. On each chain, put sensible processing. For the kick, use an EQ8, high pass under 20 to 30 HC to remove sub-rumble, a gentle low bucket boost around 60 to 90 HC if you need weight, then a glue compressor on the chain with a roughly 4:1 ratio, attack around 10 milliseconds and release around 150, threshold to taste. Add a little saturator drive 2 to 4 to give warmth. For snares, use transient shaping, a quick attack for snap, then cut everything below about 120 HC to keep low end out. A small room reverb on ascend, high passed at 1 KHZ, gives room without drowning the snare. Group the drum rack into a drum bus and build a bus chain. Start with an EQ8 to clean garbage under 20-30 HC and a gentle dip around 200-300 HC if it's muddy. Then a saturator in analog clip or soft sine mode with low drive 2 to 5. Add a glue compressor to glue hits together. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction, with attack between 10 and 30 ms and auto release. Finally, a subtle multiband dynamics can help tighten the low end and control the punch in the mids. Sidechain planning. Create a sidechain feed for the bass to duck under drums. More on that in the bass section. Next, the bass instrument rack. Expect to spend about 30 minutes dialing this in. Create an instrument rack in the bass group with 2 parallel chains, sub and mid grit. The SUB chain is your pure mono low end. Use operator or wave eatable set to a sine or triangle. Pitch down an octave or two as needed. Put a utility after it and set width to 0% for frequencies below about 120 Hz. Use EQ8 to low pass the sub around 180 to 240 Hz so only the sub lives here. Keep compression gentle to glue the sub. The MID grit chain is where the character lives. Use wave eatable or operator with harmonically rich oscillator saws, square hybrids, or FM patches. Use an auto filter or filter stack with some resonance, saturate aggressively with saturator or overdrive, then run that into a multiband dynamics to tame harsh highs. High pass the MID chain at around 60 to 80 HC so it never fights the sub. Add slight stereo spread above 400 HC using chorus or a width macro. Map macros so you can morph the entire bass quickly. Macro 1. SUB level map to the SUB chain volume with a wide range. Macro 2. MID drive map to the saturator or drive control on the mid-chain. Macro 3. Filter cutoff map to the auto filter. Macro 4. Width controls utility width on both chains. Keep SUB fixed at mono and allow MID to widen. Macro 5. Sidechain amount map to the base compressor threshold or a dry slash wet control on a rack compressor. Label and color the macros. This is the instrument you'll perform. Base side chaining is simple and crucial. Create a dedicated kick snare trigger audio track. This can be a dry click or a cupped transient pattern, which gives a consistent trigger for the compressor. On the bass track, drop a compressor, enable side chain and select the kick snare trigger. For punchy ducking, use a ratio of 4 to 6 to 1 with an attack 1 to 5 ms and a release around 80 to 140 ms. For smoother pumping, lower the ratio. Map your side chain amount macro to the compressor threshold or dry slash wet so you can sculpt ducking per section. Now, Atmos, FX and resampling about 10 to 15 minutes. In Atmos FX, build long pad tracks, final crackle and processed percussion. Put auto filter on these tracks for movement and send them to the return reverb and delay. Create a resampling audio track set to resampling input. This becomes your quick commit lane. Route whatever you want post fader to this track to create instant one-shot stems or textures. This audio version is shortened for playback.